Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again. Starting this morning, I would just like to bring out the different what we go through and what Jesus went through for us. And the title of this meditation is Bearing the Cross, starting in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, and that treasure is Jesus. We have this treasure in earthly vessels us. We have Jesus in us, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, that God may get all the glory for every good thing in us and not ourselves, because it's really Jesus working in us that is changing our lives. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Are you troubled on every side? Are you in? Are you distressed? You know, that's the biggest question. If you're distressed, just put your trust in Jesus. You know, look to Him to help you through. Are we perplexed? We are perplexed, but not despair. You know, He has all kinds of problems. We have all kinds of problems. Are we despairing? Or are you looking by faith to God saying, take us through? There's a big difference in despairing in the trouble that we're in, or just looking to God saying, you put me here, take me through. Persecuted but not forsaken. And that's a promise from God. You know, no matter what we endure, God will not forsake us. And I can say with a true heart, I really experienced that in the last year, whatever, my wife passing away in March, and yes, I felt very, very persecuted. I was despairing. I felt like I had trouble on every side, but I was never forsaken. There were a few times I thought I was, but I know I was never forsaken because God promised He would never forsake me, and I can say, looking back, that He never did forsake me. Cast down but not destroyed. Do you feel cast down this morning? You know, those type of things, discouragement, the sin of discouragement is very devastating to our lives. It would take us down a road we don't want to go. We need to continue to lift up our eyes and look at Jesus and say, take me through this. I'm going to trust you. Even if the way looks extremely hard, looks impossible, we need to look to God at all times. And here's always bearing about, verse 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. You know, we're asked to give up our rights. We're asked to lay down our own rights for the gospel's sake. We're asked to live as Jesus did. And we know that He willingly laid down on the cross and said, not my will, but your will, God, Father. And that's where we should be. As Christians, it's a hard place to be, to always keep yourself up to what God wants us to do. You know, we have to be careful not to give ourselves up to the ungodly ruler and do exactly what they say, but that we follow Christ and His principles, which are very clearly defined in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, in the Gospels, the example that Jesus left for us. For we, verse 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. And I've experienced that as you continue laying down your life saying, Lord, I need you to take me through this. This is hard, but I'm going to just lay my life down to you. It might be for a season, but then God will start lifting you up. God will begin to bless you. He will confirm to you that you're His child. He will confirm to you that He loves you. And He will bless you abundantly, more than you could ever have considered. If you look at Servant Job in the Old Testament there, how everything was taken from him. He had absolutely nothing left. And then he even got smited. He was sick and sore and hurting. And then his three miserable friends even showed up and degraded him. and Job was not at fault. And I love that story of Job, of how yes, Job did kind of rise up in his own righteousness, saying, "You guys are wrong, my friends are wrong. You know, what, where have I sinned?" And then God rebuked Job, and this is the key. God did rebuke Job, but Job responded correctly and repented. And that's where we are as Christians in this world. You know, we sometimes think we have our own rights. We have our own ways of doing things. But our ways should never overrun God's ways. We should always allow God to speak into our lives. And if He wants you to lay down your life for a brother, if he wants to change an attitude in your heart, allow God to do it, because it's dying to Christ. And the more you die to self, it's dying to self for Christ. The more that you die to self, the more God can manifest His powerful glory through your life. And people are drawn to that. We'll continue reading here in verse 13. "We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, 'I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you.'" There we can see again that God loves us, and that by faith, believing these things by faith, with a clear heart, we know that someday Jesus is going to come back, and He's going to raise us up by Jesus, the most powerful name. And His name is so powerful because He gave up His own rights. He laid down His life for us. If we just stop and think of what Jesus did for us, it's very powerful. He laid down every right, everything He could possibly have wanted. He laid down and died, trusting His Father to raise Him up again. In verse 15, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." And just touching on a little bit with what Jesus really did for us, if we go over to Hebrews 12, "Looking unto Jesus," verse 2, "looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." And that's what God wants to do with us. We need to endure the pain. We need to endure the shame of being persecuted, of being spoken wrongly about. We need to continue to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, saying, "Take me through this. You put me in this, take me through it," but we need to keep our hearts clear. And I can promise you that God will begin to bless you in ways that you never dreamed of being blessed. And I'm a living testimony of that. You know, if for some of you who have been listening in for quite a while, you know that 10 weeks ago I gave a rundown of what I have been through, what I was walking through. And right at that time I was walking into a new phase of my life, a phase that looked completely impossible. But I was trusting God for a blessing. I was trusting God to see me through. And my wife actually passed away in March, and God put me through many, many things in the last half year. But sometime late July, I'd actually asked for another girl. I have 3 children, and God was pressing in my heart the need for a helpmeet to raise my children, and also somebody to support me, to love me. And God, in His great faithfulness, has come through in what looked like a completely impossible situation. How does that tie in with what we're teaching about this morning, bearing the cross? It simply ties in with, by God's grace, I endured the cross. And though the cross wasn't finished, but I kept looking to God, saying, "Take me through this. I need You to take me through this. I can't do it on my own strength." And I just encourage each one of you, if you're walking through something hard, to keep that posture in your heart. God, take me through it. and he has begun to bless me. She came back with a yes, and I don't feel worthy of what God has blessed me with, but I'm going to accept it as a gift from God, and I know from what I've been through that God, if you continue looking to God to take you through, he will take you through, and he will begin to bless you in ways you don't expect. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.